hours to protect on Beat.
Another Beat wedding day has passed through the doors of the Hub in Kilkenny. It's the biggest expo of its kind in the southeast, when hundreds of future brides and grooms get a chance to see the latest in bridal fashion, venues and entertainment. But I wonder, as they plan for the biggest day of their lives, do couples think about the part that weddings might play in climate change?
It didn't really cross our mind, I suppose.
For the invites.
Oh, the invites, we're thinking of going online. Email invites.
For our younger, I suppose, relatives and friends.
Well, we'd be a little bit more conscientious of our decisions. Obviously, we're using local businesses to close to our venue, which is the Amber Springs down in Gorey. So, yeah, we're using all their local businesses, and we will be very conscientious about that.
Well, I suppose we're at the beginning of our wedding journey, but yeah, I suppose trying to use things that we can reuse again, and also things like using dried flowers that they'll preserve and different things. What do you think, Mick?
Dry flowers, definitely. That's what we're really into right now. Yeah, we don't want to waste anything, really.
No,
we're really stingy.
Yeah.
There is no doubt that a wedding is one of life's joyous occasions, but unfortunately, it can have a negative impact on the environment. In fact, a report carried out by Sky Ocean Rescue in the UK found that 4,910 tonnes of unrecyclable plastic was used at British weddings in 2017. That's the equivalent of 47 blue whales. But there are things you can do to put some climate consciousness into your big day out.
My name is Sue Halligan. Borough Blooms is the name of my business. I work from Portlaw. I have a little studio out there. So I'm a seasonal florist. And what that means is I try to grow with the season.
Sue is a florist with sustainability on her mind. She grows seasonal flowers from her 1 acre plot in Portlaw in County Waterford.
I have literally a very low carbon footprint. Everything comes from my garden. So, you know, as I said, only if a bride, for instance, comes to me and they really want me to, they want to work with me and it's December, I will have to, you know, source some stuff in. But if it's summertime, if it's springtime, autumn time, they will be getting everything from my garden. Whatever I don't have, I might go to a very good friend of mine who grows roses and specializes in, you know, wedding style, you know, pink and white roses and so on.
And Sue goes one step further to make her business, Borough Blooms, even greener.
What's really important for me is I use no artificial foam. I use nothing like that. I use no plastics. Unless if I use a plastic, it has to be more than one time. So I basically use chicken wire and moss. So there's no only one-off plastic being used and no artificial foam. If you want foam, I'm not your woman.
Going to the chapel and we're gonna get married.
Oh, do you know, you have that moment when you try something on and you just know it was meant to be.
Laura Mullett is a fashion expert and journalist. She got married over 12 months ago in her perfect dress.
I literally, the first shop I went into to try on a wedding dress, within 10 minutes I found the dress, 20 minutes I was out of there. I just put it on and I knew. It was kind of form-fitting. It had this kind of a lacy sleeve, a bit of a see-through sort of lacy half-back. It was very Grace Kelly in the front, but it had a big fishtail. I just love the shape of it.
Your wedding dress could be the most planet-unfriendly item you'll ever buy. After all, you only wear it once. Well, Laura Mullett decided to give the gown of her dreams a second chance.
A couple of months after my wedding, I kind of toyed with, should I sell the dress? Is it wasteful to just hold on to it? Because I didn't want it gathering dust in a garment bag and it was taking up so much space. I had my anniversary coming up and we were heading to New York. And I just thought, God, wouldn't it be so amazing to revisit those lovely feelings and get to wear the dress again? So I went to my local dressmaker, Mum's Fabrics in Enniscorthy, and Alina and me chatted and I explained to her, I'd love to make it a midi dress. I wanted to use the excess fabric maybe to make a communion or confirmation or baptism dress down the line. I could use excess fabric to make literal scrunchies. I just kind of thought, you know what, I want to just enjoy this and not just have it as a relic sitting in my closet. So when she altered the dress, it took two fittings. It was weightless. There was a slit up the back so I could walk in it. It was like a brand new dress. It looked so different.
Gonna get mad, go into the
altering your wedding dress to rewear it certainly reduces its impact on the environment. It extends the lifespan of the dress, but it also becomes a practical possession and memory from your big day.
I think it's great to breathe life into something. I mean, if it brings you happiness, it's silly just to put it away and kind of feel like, oh, well, I can't wear that again because my big day is over. I think if there's ways of, you know, adapting something to your own lifestyle, your own plans, it's a nice way to celebrate that feeling of when you found the perfect dress for you.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.